Hello, my name is Latasha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
I'm trying to get an appointment to get a shot.
Okay.
Me and my husband both.
Okay, I can get you over to the other.
Okay.
Department.
Well, do they have a different number?
Yes, ma'am, but I can get it done here for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Can you give me the county that you would like to be registered in?
Calhoun.
Okay. I have a Calhoun Health Department in Anniston, Alabama.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And can I get the first name of the can I get your first name?
My first name, Kathy.
C-A-T-A-Y. Okay. Can I get your last
Baker.
Name, Ms. Kathy? Baker, okay.
Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Okay, can I get a phone number for you, Ms. Baker?
Yes, 256-239-9699.
And can I get your age, ma'am?
70.
Do you have an email address you'd like to put on file?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's no problem.
Can I get my husband the same? I mean, can we, would it be possible for us to come at the same time?
Once they reach out to you with the phone call, with the available phone and time and day, you can ask them that information then. But over here, I just pre-book the both of you. And they'll reach out to you with the call.
Oh, you can book both of us?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, I can pre-register both of you. I'm sorry. I have my first name as Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y. Last name is Baker, B as in boy. B-A-K-E-R.
Yes.
I have your phone number at 256-239-9699.
Yes.
I have Calhoun County and age 70. Is all of your information correct, Ms. Baker?
Yes.
Okay. Now we can get your husband registered. Your last name is Baker. Okay.
David.
Can I get? Okay.
I didn't know if you need his first name.
Yes, ma'am, I did. But since you gave me your last name, I just when it comes, I just go on and put the last name in because I know it.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay.
And Calhoun, can I get his age, please, ma'am?
71.
Okay. And now, can I get the phone number again?
A phone number? Can I just give you my number because, or would I give you, I can give you his, but
whichever
I'm available.
I'll say whichever number you prefer.
Okay. It's 256.
Okay.
239-9699.
Okay, I have David, D-A-V-I-D, last name Baker, B-A-K-E-R. I have a phone number at 256-239-9699. I have Calhoun County, age 71. Is all of Mr. Baker information correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now I have both of y'all submitted for an appointment. Thank you for providing me with your information. Y'all will be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
I have a couple of friends who are in their 80s, and they don't know what number to call, and they're not able to go through this, like, punch this for that and this and that and other.
Okay, I can give you.
Can you give me something that would be simple for them to
get
through?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just 1 second.
Okay. I was just talking to her a little while ago, and she said she didn't know how to get in touch. You know, she didn't know how to do all this other.
That number is 855.
Okay.
566.
566.
566.
Oh, okay. 5333.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate that. So they'll call me when they get something to set me up with an appointment then?
Yes, ma'am. They will reach out to you with an appointment time and date when they have a vaccine available.
Okay, so it could be days or weeks, maybe?
Yes, ma'am. We don't have a time frame for the call back.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day.
Good. You too.
All right.